الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم الحمد لله respected lovers of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم respected lovers of the teacher of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم none other than جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم imagine the title given to Sahaba رضي الله عنهم who were the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tilmiz talamiza is the title conferred onto students but the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were given another title they are generally referred to as the sahaba and the sahabiyat those who were in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam those who were influenced by the company of janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because his company is so impressive is so effective that company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so influential it had such an impact on them that people who were distanced from Allah people who were lost in astrayness who were steep and deep into degradation became the best of people became the best of Allah's creation after anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam such a nabi of Allah that brought a change to the universe humanity was lost humanity was astray humanity didn't know the path of salvation and success Quran describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wassalam I implore each one study these chapters of the Quran surah 93 Quran Surah 93 What is Surah 93 of the Quran Kareem Surah Ad-Duha Allah takes qasam wad-duha wal-layli idha saja ma wadda'aka rabbuka wama qala wal-akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa wawajadaka dallan fahada wawajadaka 'ailan fa'aghna fa'ammal yatima fala taqhar wa amma السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث and then Quran continues on the same rhythm in surah the next chapter surah 94 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب Allah is taking qasam by the morning light duha by the light of forenoon that brightness in the morning and see the sequence of the Quran the previous chapter 92 speaks of the night night comes and then Allah brings day in the previous chapter Allah discusses the maqam and the status of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu and in surah 93 Allah discusses the character and the beauty and the address directed to janabi rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where Allah takes qasam by the brightness of the morning and by the night wal layli idha saja by the night when it envelops the universe after Allah takes this qasam Allah says certainly ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala your lord has not forsaken you nor does Allah dislike you O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Abu Lahab's wife used to insult him and say we detest his deen and where's your na'udhu billah shaitan that has now left you Allah says definitely Allah does not detest you Allah will never forsake you then Allah says O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al ula certainly the akhirah is better for you than this world than this worldly life another meaning of akhirah means the future now you're going through difficulty now you're going through qurbani and sacrifice now you're going through torture by the mushrikeen now they insulting you and hurting you definitely in future Allah will bring better conditions for you Allah will bring victories Allah will bring help Allah will bring the people to your deen and certainly your rabb will give you in such a manner fatarda Allah will give you so much that you will definitely become happy under this mufassirin discuss What would make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy? In the Sahih of Muslim, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was crying to Allah. Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam. O Nabi of Allah, why are you crying? Oh my Allah, I'm crying for my ummah. Jibreel alayhi salam returns with the message. Then he comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the message. Allah sends him. Tell my Nabi, you worried about your ummah. I will please you with regards to your ummah. وَلَا نَسُوءُكَ I will not hurt you in regards to your ummah. Then Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh my Allah, how will I, my heart be satisfied even to see one ummati of mine go to Jahannam? Even to see one ummati of mine go to Jahannam. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love and compassion for his beautiful ummah. Then in the surah Allah ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala definitely saw you in a condition of orphanage, of being an orphan, but Allah ta'ala took care of you. Fa'awak, fa'awa, Allah definitely gave you resort, Allah gave you shelter, Allah gave you his help. And Allah ta'ala, وَوَجَدَكَ طَالًا فَهَدَى. Mufassirin discussed this ayah in depth and in detail. What is the meaning of ضَالًا? ضَالًا in this context means, at that time, you were unaware of your position, and Allah ta'ala showed you what position Allah gave you. That's one meaning. The other meaning is, you were unaware of the method of how to bring people. Allah guided you and taught you how to bring people to your path. Another meaning of dallan, dallatun refers to a tree in the desert. That when people would travel in the desert, you needed a sign or a symbol to remember your path. So that tree that helps one find their road is dalla. You were that means that humanity used to find the road of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the road to Allah ta'ala's pleasure. And also it refers to an incident that happened during Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's childhood, when Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu anha came to Makkah Mukarramah, returning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he was weaned off, after his suckling period in the Banu Sa'd area, after but that was beyond Taif. Now she returns with him. The incident is lengthy. To crux it, she left Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the floor, and in that he went missing, and she was crying. And in that, another report mentions something very similar. Abdul Muttalib was looking for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was completely lost. And he cried to Allah, O Allah, ruddali waladi Muhammada, ya Rabbi fardudhu waj'alhu indi yada. O my Allah, bring Muhammad back to me. Bring little Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam back to me, and it'll be a greatest favor that you are giving me. And oh Allah, if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is lost, what will happen to everyone? At that time he knew the value of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another report very similar, Allama Qurtubi mentions that in that he hears a voice is heard in the unseen that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is by a certain tree, and when they go there, they find him there playing under that tree. Another report in history mentions that as he was away, Abu Jahl finds him and takes him. And Allama Sawi mentions this report. He then puts Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his camel, but behind him, the camel refuses to wake up, to get up. Until he realizes, he puts this child in front of him. And then through the barakah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's respect, because he is now in front of Abu Jahl, the camel gets up, and now he returns little Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah, to Abdul Muttalib. So Allah ta'ala is mentioning to him, reminding him of that incident when he was little and they couldn't find him, and Allah made his enemy, Allah's enemy, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's enemy find Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah is showing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam how Allah protects his Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like similar to the incident of Musa alaihi salatu wasallam, where Allah made him grow up in the home of the enemy of Allah ta'ala. And when Allah wants something to happen, nobody can go contrary to that, because Allah protected Musa alayhi salam in the home of the Pharaoh. Allah protected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the camel of Abu Jahl. So Allah is the doer, and this is the speciality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq to learn this beautiful chapter and understand this chapter that praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully. Allah give us the true love of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 92 and Surah 93 and then Surah 94. Wadduha, Allama Alusi rahimahullah explains it this way, that one of the meanings of duhaya, yes, it refers to the beautiful morning light and brightness. That's why ulama mentioned that one, when one is going through difficulty and challenge, study this chapter. And on so many occasions, I've experienced people meeting them, going through difficulty, challenges, and on occasions, meeting non-Muslims in depression. And I just opened to this chapter of the Quran, explaining it to them, sometimes opening the translation of the Quran, making them read it. And immediately, I found that they find relief. And that peace and tranquility on reading any verse of the Quran, especially this beautiful chapter or these few chapters of the Quran Kareem. One of the meanings Allama Alusi rahimahullah mentions, wadduha, Allah is taking qasam on the beautiful countenance of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallayli idha saja, layl. Now this is the beauty of the Arabic balagha rhetoric, the in-depth understanding and sequence and the sweetness of the eloquence of the Arabic language. And by the night, meaning the night is equated to the beautiful zulfa, the beautiful black hair of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the same meaning, drawn from here, has been attempted to be placed in this beautiful poem that we always hear. As-subhu bada min tal'atihi wal-laylu daja min wafratihi. As-subhu bada min tal'atihi wal-laylu daja min wafratihi. That the beauty in the morning light is actually a reminder of the beautiful countenance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the dark enveloping night reminds us of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful wafra. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair was the length of the wafra. Wafra, jumma, limma. These were the three lengths of the hair of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes it would reach the shoulder. Limma. Sometimes it would be cut, he would cut it and it would reach between the earlobe and the shoulder. Jumma. And other scholars explain it differently. Jumma, when it goes beyond the shoulders. And limma, when it was between his earlobes and his shoulders. And wafra, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would generally cut his hair in level of his earlobes. So walaja. So as-subhu bada min tal'atihi wal-laylu daja min wafratihi. Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq is what took hidayat, what took deen to the four corners of the world. His effort, his character made those who were his enemies, those who detested his efforts, they became the best of people. Amongst those was none other than a woman in history who became a great sahabiyya radiyallahu anha, none other than Hind bint Utbah. Hind bint Utbah, who was she? We all remember this name, Hind. She was the mother of the great sahabi Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. But regarding her life, 20 years had gone by since the efforts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and her heart didn't yet yield. But in that interim, just some qualities of hers, amongst those that she's documented in history to be a very intelligent woman. Zahabi rahimahullah says that kanat Hind min ahsani nisa'i Quraysh wa a'qalihinna. She was amongst the very bright intellectual women of Quraysh. And amongst her good qualities is what we see in history. When the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the expedition of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested Abu al-As, please send my daughter. And Abu al-As complied, and he now is planning to send Zainab radiallahu anha. As Zainab radiallahu anha was escorted by the brother of Abu al-As radiallahu anhu, on the way, Habbar bin Aswad, who hadn't yet been touched by Islam, he attacked this caravan, and in that Zainab radiallahu anha was injured. But before that, Hind comes to see Zainab radiallahu anha. And she says that, you know what? You're a woman, I'm a woman. Don't let the happenings that take place between men come between us. We are together. I'm prepared to do anything for you. I'm here at your service. Please just give me a shout. Zainab radiallahu anha says, I was shocked. This is the wife of their leader, and she's offering me her help like that. She says, I couldn't believe it at first. But afterwards, when Zainab radiallahu anha's caravan was attacked and she was injured, Hind comes onto the scene and she angrily addresses that group, those who attacked Zainab radiallahu anha, that how dare you be so cowardice that in peace a woman is trying to go to her father and you attack her like this. She actually rendered these words, because she was a poetess. أَفِسِّلْمِ أَعْيَارًا جُفَاءً وَغِلْضَةً وَفِي الْحَرْبِ أَشْبَاهًا نِسَاءِ الْعَوَارِكِ. In times of peace, she peacefully wants to go. What a disgraceful act, that you are harsh and cruel, but in battle you want to be like women. So this was her nobility, where Zainab radiallahu anha says, from there I saw her sincerity. She did witness the death of her father Utbah, and her brother Walid, and her uncle Shaybah, because they were the three combatants who combated the Muslims in Badr. And she saw them lose their lives. This was very difficult for her. But on the other hand, her other brother Abu Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, a great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was on the side of the Muslims, and he even challenged his father, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is priority in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this shocked her, that how could it be that Abu Hudhayfa, for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would fight his own father. But this scene went down very difficult for her, and that's what caused her actually to do what she did at the time of Uhud, where she paid a handsome amount. Whatever she loved most, she promised Wahshi, just get me the life of Hamza radiallahu anhu. And Hamza radiallahu anhu was so treacherously and unfairly killed in Uhud. He was, so to say, stabbed behind the back. From a distance he was casted with a spear, and Hamza radiallahu anhu became shaheed in Uhud. But all of that, Hind handsomely paid Wahshi, and this caused great hurt and sorrow to Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Despite what she did, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would still welcome people. What hurt was caused? Wahshi, not long after that, became radiallahu anhu, despite what he did. Hind later on became radiallahu anha. Much later, it was just after the conquest of Makkah. What affected her? Abu Sufyan became a great Sahabi, embraced Islam, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was en route to Makkah Mukarramah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah Mukarramah as a victor, conquering, and his Mubarak head was lowered until it was touching his saddle, and he was emotionally appreciating Allah, that Allah, it is you who has given us victory. Allah, you have conquered the disbelievers. Allah, you gave your help. La ilaha illallah wahda. Allah, you alone did everything. Allah, you made this happen. Allah, you brought this day. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this lesson of humility. When Allah gives bounties, humble oneself before Allah Ta'ala more. The more Allah raises one, the more one should appreciate Allah and humble oneself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What then happened was, just before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah Mukarramah, he showed ikram to Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. Because he was a leader, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed that bringing people to Islam, don't remove any of their position. He actually made the announcement that, O Abbas radiallahu anhu, go and show Abu Sufyan how Islam has spread. So Abbas radiallahu anhu takes Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu to a certain point to show him how people have embraced Islam, and Islam has spread far and wide. And then also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message into Makkah Mukarramah that whoever enters Abu Sufyan's home will be safe. Whoever enters the masjid is safe. And whoever enters his own home is safe. He just brought Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu in this
statement and announcement to show him this honor. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah that win people to Islam through character and give them honor. In this, when Abu Sufyan made this announcement, his wife Hind was very upset. And she said to the people, don't listen to Abu Sufyan. So Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu said to them, listen to me. It was a day later, he comes home, his wife says to him, I want to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says to his wife, قَدْ رَأَيْتُكِ تُكَذِّبِينَ هَذَا الْحَدِيثَ أَمْسِي. Just yesterday you hated this, up till yesterday. You didn't like this deen. What happened to you? She said, وَاللَّهُ مَا رَأَيْتُ اللَّهُ عُبِدَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِهِ فِي هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ قَبْلَ اللَّيْلَةِ. I haven't seen something like this. Before this night, I have not seen Allah worshipped correctly like this ever in my life before. Look at these Muslims. Wallah, in batu illa musallin. In this report, she says, by Allah, the entire night they were in ibadah. In another report, in batu musallin qiyaman wa ruku'an wa sujudan, standing before Allah, prostrating before Allah, bowing before Allah. Allah gave them victory and they're appreciating Allah. They're appreciating Allah. This is the lesson that touched Hind radiallahu anha. This is what brought Hind radiallahu anha to Islam. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum conquered, they attributed to Allah and they spent their time in appreciation. They spent their time in ibadat. They spent their time in dhikrullah. This is what affected Hind radiallahu anha, and this is what caused her to become radiallahu anha, and this is what we learn. When Allah gives us any achievement, attribute to Him. As Muslims, we do not merry make and become sinful. If Allah gives us any achievement, any certificate, any advancement, any benefit of any sort, we should bow down before Him, appreciate Him, thank Him, give sadaqah in Allah's way, sacrifice more for Allah's pleasure, strive more for Allah's deen, spread more Allah's name, uphold more of Allah's orders. This is what we learn from Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That environment by the Kaaba, where Sahaba made ibadat, that environment of ibadat is what touched Hind radiallahu anha. And she's saying to Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu that I want Islam because of the ibadat I saw in the Sahaba of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what our ulama teach us. These are a'mal of hidayat. What are the a'mal of hidayat? In any environment where dawat takes place, ibadat takes place, dhikr ibadah, khidmah takes place, and ta'leem takes place, in these environments, hidayat will spread. Where these four a'mal are taking place, these are the a'mal of hidayat. And we find many, many get hidayat through these a'mal. Hind radiallahu anha got hidayat through that ibadat, that environment of ibadat. Some get hidayat, like Thumama radiallahu anhu, the environment of ikram and khidma and learning and teaching and ibadah in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these amal are so effective that they bring humanity to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. This is what we have to do. Bring people into the environment of deen. Bring people into the environment of ibadat. The ibadat of a Muslim is so beautiful. That's why wherever we are, don't feel shy to make the salah, perform the salah, render the adhan with the niyat of hidayat that will bring people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu says to her, okay, you go. And go by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she approaches Uthman radiallahu anhu, that how will I go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And she was worried. How will Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever forgive me? Allahu Akbar. She was told by the Sahabiyat that definitely Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is forgiving. And in worry, she actually had disguised herself and covered herself completely. And she comes before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First the men took bay'ah, where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by the mountain Safa. And then afterwards the woman came forth. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't touch any of their hands when taking their bay'ah. And in that, when she asked certain questions, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that she was Hind radiallahu anha, Hind binti Utbah, the famous Hind who had caused so much of trouble before. But today, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's efforts, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qurbani and Sahaba radiallahu anhum's qurbani affected her also. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy affected, it touched her also and enveloped her also.
radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Even there was one sahabi, all this akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing tawaf, his intention was that I would pretend Islam and I would perform tawaf behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and get rid of him. His name was Fudala bin Umair al-Layfi al-Maluhi. And as he was performing tawaf behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his dagger hidden inside his cloak, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Fudala, O Fudala, what are you thinking about? He says, nothing, O Nabi of Allah. Allah's Nabi says, no, tell me, what you planning in your mind? He says, nothing at all, I'm just making zikrullah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns towards him, places his Mubarak hands in the Sahabi, on the Sahabi's chest, and makes dua for him. When Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him and showed him akhlaq, his heart became calm. Fudala radiallahu anhu, before that obviously he wasn't Sahabi, now through interaction with Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became such a Sahabi. He says, Wallah ma rafa'a yadahu an sadri hatta ma khalaqa Allahu shay'an ahabba ilayya minhu. By Allah, when Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam merely raised his Mubarak hands from my chest, he became the most beloved of Allah's creation to me after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning after Allah, he became the most beloved to me. Fudala radiallahu anhu says, I spent my time in his company. And then as I was returning home, I passed by a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, who I would spend time with before and chat with and spend time with. كنت أتحدث إليها, I would sit with her and be amused and impressed by her beauty and be with her before in the past. Now she calls me, Fudala, come, halumma ila al-hadith, let's chat, let's catch up, let's discuss. He says, I said to her that my Allah doesn't allow this now. I've changed my life, I've embraced Islam. Ya Aba alayki Allahu wal Islamu, Allah refuses this. Allah doesn't want me to do this. Islam doesn't want me to remain in such a relation out of wedlock. I cannot do this out of wedlock. You also go change your life. You also go by the Kaaba, go to Islam, go meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and embrace Islam. And he walks away, and she was shocked at how Islam and the environment of deen and the company, the sahabiyat, the suhbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed this individual to such an extent. As he walked away, this touched her also. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us iman, Allah strengthen our iman, Allah enable us to protect our iman from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Sahabi radiallahu anhu walks away, Fudala radiallahu anhu, he renders and he says in poetry and he gives this feeling of his and he presents it in beautiful wordings of Arabic, wherein he says, قَالَتْ هَلُمَّ إِلَى الْحَدِيثِ فَقُلْتُ لَا يَأْبَى عَلَيْكِ اللَّهُ وَالْإِسْلَامُ لَوْ مَا رَأَيْتِ مُحَمَّدًا وَقَبِيلَهُ بِالْفَتْحِ حِينَ تُكَسَّرُ الْأَصْنَامُ لَرَأَيْتِ دِينَ اللَّهِ أَضْحَى بَيِّنًا وَالشِّرْكَ يَغْشَى وَجْهَهُ الْإِظْلَامُ. He says, as he's walking away, he renders these words, strengthening himself with these reminders, wherein he said that she calls me to speak and chat and spend time in her company out of wedlock. And I said to her with Allah's help that Allah refuses this. Allah doesn't allow me to do this. My Islam doesn't allow me to do this. And then he says, if you only saw what I saw of the environment of Iman and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the day of the conquest of Makkah, where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would point to the idols and they would collapse in front of him, that nothing besides Allah can do, and one Allah alone is the controller and the doer. Then he said, you also would realize and understand that Allah's deen is first, Allah's deen is priority, Allah's deen has to be abided by, adha bayyina, and deen will become clear to you, and you would see the darkness of shirk, the darkness of wrong, and ascribing partners unto Allah, wa shirka, you would see shirk clearly in the correct lenses, that yagsha wajhahu al-idlamu, that it is enveloped with darknesses and grief and sadnesses and astrayness. That is what is shirk involved in. Allah give us tawfiq
My respected listeners, see Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how this changed them, how they became stronger, and how they changed the world with the barakah of their companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the efforts of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hind came to Islam radiallahu anha. Wahshi came to Islam radiallahu anhu. Habbar bin Aswad, who caused the death of Zainab radiallahu anha, he came to Islam radiallahu anhu. How Islam was made available to everyone. How Sahaba radiallahu anhu made that sacrifice. And how they brought humanity to Allah's deen. Even after Fath Makkah, when there was an army called the army of Hawazin, and they had joined with the Thaqif people. They planned to attack Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum in a valley called Hunain, and how they attacked at first, and how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked on the people, and how he finally brought these people, same the people of Thaqif and the people of Hawazin, to Islam after Muslims had conquered. And then they were defeated, and afterwards they came to embrace Islam. And the character Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed them, the ikram he showed them, the kindness he showed them, and the generosity he showed them. He taught us that share deen with generosity and kindness and character. Study the incident of Hawazin and study the incident of Hunain. Allah speaks of this in the Quran Kareem. Let's study the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the character he showed them and how much he gave them. And this is how we also have to spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, show ikram, show akhlaq. This perception we have that don't give, otherwise they'll think Islam is about giving. Actually, we learn from the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should give, we should show akhlaq, we should give them generously and win their hearts over. We don't expect them to change their lives totally overnight, but slowly Islam will permeate their hearts, and then iman would come into them, and they would become stronger. And when we are dead and gone, inshallah, they will carry on bringing others to Islam in a manner better than us, inshallah. But we have to leave this legacy. That is what the lesson of Hind radiallahu anha coming to Islam teaches us. All her life against the deen of Allah, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed the family of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, and what great Sahaba they became, and what a great Sahabi was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who was close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's an amazing report of Hind radiallahu anha sending gifts to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on occasion she prepared two goats, she bribed them, and she prepared some juice, some drink in a leather skin. And she sent it with her servant to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with Ummu Salama radiallahu anha and Maymuna radiallahu anha. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam happily accepted the gift of Hind radiallahu anha. And the servant came with the message, "Inna mawlati arsalat ilayka bihadihi al-hadiyya wa hiya mu'tadhiratun." O Nabi of Allah, my master, Hind radiallahu anha, sends this gift to you, but she seeks your pardon that this is not as much as you deserve. She would have loved to give more. She didn't have much. This is what she had, and she sent it. Allah's Nabi gave du'as. Barakallahu lakum fi ghanamikum. Allah Ta'ala bless you all in your flock. And Allah Ta'ala bless the means, you know, of this flock increasing. Allah Ta'ala bring more. And when this servant returns to Hind radiallahu anha and gives her the news of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua, and she was so happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua. And then she would see so much of barakah in her life, and she would say to all those around her. And she just came to Islam. She would say, "This is the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And she would always say, "Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li Islam. All praise is due to Allah who brought us to Islam." And then she would narrate this to others. And then she narrates a dream in Tariq al-Dimashq, where she says, "I would see myself under the blazing sun, and there was a cool shade in front of me, and I couldn't enter that peaceful, cool shade until I see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then I could enter the shade." So this was Hind radiallahu anha. Hind radiallahu anha is known for the advices she would give, beautiful statements, and she's known to have a lot of respect for Umar radiallahu anhu and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And she would often encourage her son,
that, oh my child, ya bunay, innahu laqallama waladat hurratun mislak. Wa qad istanhadaka hadha ar-rajulu fa'mal bimuwafaqatihi ahbabta dhalika am karihat. Oh my child, a noble woman has given birth to you. So keep your respect and show respect. And this senior, Umar radiallahu anhu, has appointed you in such a post of governorship of Damascus. Always be obedient, whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not. She would advise her son to be obedient to the Amir, to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu always took honor in the name of his mother, where he would sometimes say, Ana ibnu Hindin, I am the son of a woman by the name of Hind radiallahu anha. She is reported to participate in the Battle of Yarmouk, a famous battle where Islam was taken to Rome. She participated there, and afterwards she took permission from Umar radiallahu anhu, and she went to stay by her son Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And she is known for her virtue. She narrated a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the famous hadith where she asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's permission to take from Abu Sufyan, her husband. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to her how she should take, that she should take moderately and not waste. And Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu allowed her to take. Anyway, she lived her life serving Allah's deen, sharing the deen of Allah, spreading the deen of Allah ta'ala. And she had left this world in the year 14 Hijri. Actually, she passed away the same day Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's father, Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhu, passed away. Allah give us tawfiq to also share Allah's deen and share this legacy that had reached us through the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and also have the big heartedness and broad mindedness of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they forgave and accepted people and opened their arms to people. And they welcomed them despite what differences were there in the past. And then those same people then took on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to wisely do the same. Let's remember the Sahabiyya and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in these three quls. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.